You're very welcome back to the programme. Now, I'm joined in studio by the great Padini, as he is called. That's his stage name. Paddy Ward is from Six Mile Bridge. He's 84 years young, and the whole country will see him in action this coming Saturday evening when he appears on the next episode of Ireland's Got Talent on Virgin Media One. As I say, he's with us in studio now. Paddy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Very welcome. You've had a lifetime in magic.
A lifetime in magic. I'm at it since I was 10 years of age. My father was a magician.
Okay.
He happened to die a young man. He was only 42 when he died. Mm. But he left a lot of props. And an uncle of mine kept some of the props to one side. And when I got to be 9 years of age, he started to teach me how to do the magic. I was on the stage when I was 10, 11 years of age for a week's show in Dundalk.
Wow.
And it was a huge success. So I'm at it since.
Very good. And I know you've been living in this neck of the woods for a good while and living in Six Mile Bridge for a good while as well. And still obviously doing magic now. I don't know if it's the same stuff that you're doing when you were 9 and 10 now that you're in your 80s, but you're still a performer.
I'm still a performer and I do a lot of charity work, you know, and... Funny enough, seeing it in Clare, I was in the Clare Inn for a few years doing magic for family shows.
Mm.
And then they were taken over by the Dromoland. And since Dromoland took them over, they've kind of done away with the magic shows. And so I don't do it anymore there. But tomorrow now I'm in Carrickhorn, the nursing home there. I've been doing that for years, but now it's the daycare centre I go to.
Yeah.
And they bring people by bus from all over Clare and to come and see my show. And I do an hour's cabaret for them.
Very good.
I'd probably be the oldest one there doing it.
What's it like to be that fella on stage? Because as well as being the performer and entertaining people, you also, I'm presuming, have... The mechanics of the tricks in your mind.
Oh,
making
yeah.
sure that everything is in the right place and that the big reveal works out as it's supposed to.
Well, when you're doing a trick, your mind's ahead. You have to be thinking of the next trick because you have that much to keep in your head. Like magic, it's a tricky business, you know. You have an awful lot to remember and you have an awful lot. You can easily make a mistake, you know. But you have to be thinking ahead the whole time. When I'm doing a trick now, I'm thinking of the next trick. How I'm going to do it, you know. And that's the way it works. But I love doing it. I get a great buzz out of it. I get a great kick out of it. And I bring the comedy into my magic. Not as bad as or as good as Tommy Cooper. But any trick I do, you know, I build it around a routine, which I build in comedy. And I bring up people to help me. And I have great fun with them.
And are you still... honing your act and developing your act even now?
I'm still doing bits and pieces. I go to conventions. There's conventions in Blackpool. I performed in Eastbourne and in Southport on stage there in front of 2,500 people.
Wow.
In the British conventions, you know.
That's pressure.
It was, I can tell you. But I enjoy it and I get a great kick out of it.
And you were telling me, obviously you mentioned your father and how it has... been in your family before you started. You've passed it on through the generations as well?
Yeah, my granddaughter Lisa. Lisa Daly is her name now. I think she's related to the hurler.
Very good.
By marriage. But Lisa, yeah. And Lisa was very good, but she performed a different type of act. She performed to music.
Mm.
Everything she performed was all done to music. But she won all the awards that I ever won. She was terrific now, but she doesn't do it anymore. She got married.
Why magic? I mean, what about it is so special for you?
I'll tell you where I'm living now. When I went to live in Inishorga in Six Mile Bridge, there was no kids, no children. Now there's about 50. I can't go for a walk. I'm attacked. Here's Mr. Magic coming, do a trick for me. And if you're a magician, you can't say I've nothing on me. You have to be able to do a trick. So I can't go out now, but they're all after me. Do a trick, Padini. And I do. I perform them. But I that's it. That's magic, you know.
I'm going to be just like them.
And my father was a magician, as I told you. I was his first trick.
He made you appear, is it?
He did.
I'm going to be like those kids.
Ah, yeah.
Have you got a trick? What sort of tricks do you do?
Well, I'll tell you. I was in the post office this morning in Six Mile Bridge.
Okay.
Lovely people there. And I went in to buy a stamp. Right. And there was a queue of people there and I walked up along the queue and what do you call it? I thought I'd seen a stamp laying on the floor and it was a piece of paper and I lifted it up and it was a bit dusty on that side and I turned it over and I wiped the dust off this side, right? And then it started to shake in my hand and it opened out very slowly and it happened to be one of these lotto tickets.
The slips for filling in your numbers, yeah?
And suddenly it started to shake in my hand and it started to pull me up and pull me down. I couldn't stop it. And then it started to fold again very slowly. Once, twice, three times. And my finger started to rub it on this side and I turned over in my hand and I rubbed the other side. Mm. And watch, as I took my fingers away from it, you wouldn't believe it.
That is fabulous.
And that's why I don't have to work.
The Great Padini. I know that maybe radio, I have to explain it to people. You showed me that slip that you fill out the numbers on for, I think, the Euro Millions, looking at it, and it was in your hands. There's no sleeve work that I can see there because your jacket's rolled up and you unfolded a 20 euro note. You're the winning lot of numbers every time, by the way.
Oh, definitely.
I can see why they call you the Great Padini.
The one, the only.
Why did you decide to take those talents to the stage of Ireland's Got Talent?
Why? I was watching it last year and I said, geez, I wouldn't mind having a go at that, you know, even though my age might be against me, you know. And I said, sure, why not? Why not prove to the people that I can still do it?
You've proven it to me. I'm not allowed to ask you how you got on. We'll find out on Saturday. But was it an enjoyable experience?
It was. I'll tell you, Gavin, I got word from them and I had to be up in the Helix, is it?
The Helix.
The Helix in DCU, Dublin. Yeah. I had to be there for 9 o'clock
early
in the morning.
A magic show.
Now, I had to get from 6 Mile Bridge to the Helix. So my granddaughter and her husband and my grandson, Niall, decided that they'd drive me up. We left 6 Mile Bridge at 5:30 in the morning and we did not get to the Helix until 9:30. And I was supposed to be there at 9. But as soon as I arrived there, I had to register.
Yes, of course.
Filling forms and that. And as soon as that was done, they were after me. The cameras were after me. Come to room so-and-so, room this, room. And it went from 9:30 in the morning until 2 o'clock, following me, asking me questions, filling me doing this, filling me doing that, talking to people. And I was worn out.
But enjoyable, obviously.
I was enjoying it, but I was worn out from it. And it came to 2 o'clock, then I had to go. The real competition started and I had to go out in front of Louis Walsh and Michelle and Denise and Gavin. I had to go out in front of the panel of judges, which I did, you know. And I wasn't a bit nervous because I was never nervous on the stage, you know. So yeah. I took it all in my stride. But I had to go out in front of them and I done my act and it seems to have gone down well. And I got cheers and shouts and yahoos and everything, you know. But I really enjoyed doing it. But it was tough going. I said to myself when I got off, I'll never do this again. Which I probably won't be alive to do it again anyway.
I wouldn't be saying that now at all. There's plenty of life in you, yes. There's no doubt about it.
But then, what do you call it? Last week, the postwoman was delivered in the post in 6 Mile Bridge and she says to me, I seen you on the telly last night. Me, I said. Hmm. Yeah, they were advertising Ireland's Got Talent and they had your photograph on it. Jeez, that's a good one. And then the next thing I was getting phone calls from different people telling me they've seen me.
There's a good crowd will tune in because they'll use you in promotional stuff.
That's promotional, yeah.
But we'll see the full thing this Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah. And people started to see me then, you know. But that's the power of television, isn't it?
Absolutely, indeed. Yeah. And the power of magic as well.
The power of magic.
That it got you there in the first place.
That's right.
I hope it goes well for you. I hope Carrigoran goes well for you as well.
Okay, I'm looking forward to Carrigoran. You see, over the years, I've been going to Carrigoran Nursing Home with my good friend Vincent Finucane. Mm. Maybe you heard the name. He's a famous television salesman in Limerick. He had his own engineering works. And Vincent died. And we used to share the show between us. We were there every month and we do an hour's cabaret for them. And they loved it. And they loved it. But since he died now and since the daycare centre had opened up, they've transferred all the entertainment now to the daycare centre. So I'll do an hour's cabaret there tomorrow.
Lovely stuff.
And I can guarantee you I'll have them up the walls.
The fella from the telly will be entertaining the very
That's
well.
Right, yeah.
I look forward to tuning in Saturday night and finding out for sure how you got on. But it's been a real pleasure.
Thank you,
thank you very much, Paddy Ward, and I hope we speak again in the very near future.
I hope so, and you're quite welcome.